Hello and welcome to episode 160 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. Please come over to patreon.com/grills today to support us. I'm September, and I am also known as Night of 12. I'm here with my co-host Linda.
Hello!
Madcap Miscellaneous, and Ray.
Yeah. Hello!
Today we're going to be talking about pinups. We got some cool history to talk about. This is obviously a really popular thing for, oh my goodness, I mean, like the last 10 years now. But that should be fun. So what have you girls been up to this geeky week?
Well, I'll go first, I suppose. I ran my first session of my D&D Card Captors campaign. Wherein my poor PCs have scattered the deck of many things. And they now have to go retrieve it over tither and yon. So that was cool. And I didn't tell them what was happening. Like, I was just like, no, your characters are going to go protect this magical shipment. And then, you know, shit went sideways. And I described what happened. And one of my players went, hold up. Is this Card Captors the D&D game? I was like, yes, it is. So they were on board for it. I did so much crafting during my staycation because I took 2 days off of work before Memorial Day, so I was going to take it off for MomoCon anyway, so I just was like, nah, just keep me on the roster for taking days off. I made a skirt. I made a caftan. I finished the Totoro blanket for now. I want to add more, but I've run out of the background color, and there is none of the background color yarn type that I need at the Joann's because they are in the middle of moving. I did, however, find more black yarn.
Hey,
so I have that. I have started a Cats of the Year blanket now that I can't work on that one at the moment. So I have a January. And I'll post pictures of these later. I have a February. The little kitty and the little heart. Kitty. Valentine kitty. And then I just today finished March. He looks so upset for having a bow tie on him.
Like any good cat would be.
Yeah, so I've gotten 3 of the months done so far. So April will be the next month I work on because I've decided to go in year order just because.
Are you gonna put bunny ears on the April?
Like April, April has butterflies around it.
Oh, okay.
And then the big thing during my staycation is I moved my craft room, so instead of it being right next door to this room, my office, I've moved it out to where we used to have like our bookcases and shelves in this little like room off of the dining room that is obviously an add-on. Like, I think it used to be the deck and then they bumped it out and they built down and then they built a new deck. So it's got like sliding glass doors, it's got 2 more windows, so it's a lot more light, and it's actually a few feet bigger. So, I have more room now in my craft room. It wasn't that terrible to move furniture because we had a little, like, I don't know, what are they called? You put them under the feet of your big furniture so that they slide easy. I can't remember
yet.
And we have carpet all in our house, so I was just like, and I put it under there and slide away. Pretty simple. So that's basically what I've been up to.
That's cool. I have started Stardew Valley. And this time, because I'm not sleep deprived and we're not doing 24 hours of gaming, I get it.
Like, yay!
I am at 88 hours currently in this game. I have I actually started a different one. Based off of my my ATE character, and I made one based off Molly, my Yes, Molly, my ATE character, and Celeste is my gods character, and I'm a nerd and I miss LARPing, so I made Stardew Valley Farms for both of them. And that has reinvigorated me to start working on the sim game that I was working on before, to the point where I finally got Mary added in my little saloon picture.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yay! And hopefully we'll get more added, and then the rest of it has just been different art. As the most recent one that I'm actually pretty proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's been it. Just doing some art and playing some games and yeah.
Let me see. I got hassled for wearing a mask again yesterday in the most bizarre sexist fashion. Like, how is that even a thing? But I went to meet a friend of mine and we were exchanging, like, I had all these herbs and she killed her mint plant and I had extra and she made carrot cake. I love carrot cake. It's like I drove a half an hour and she drove a half an hour and we met in public in a parking lot and, you know, we had our masks on and we get out and we're trading our stuff and some yahoo pulls up and starts yelling at us like catcalling. Woohoo! I want me some COVID girls. COVID girls! Oh, I need a mask. Get me a COVID girl. Like,
what?
I didn't know. I was having a hard time registering what the fuck was going on. Like, I was like, he said he needs a mask. I mean, she makes masks. Do I have a mask in the car I could give him? And like, that's, and then I started to, he's laughing. I'm like, oh, he's making fun of us. So I just walked away and got in my vehicle and left. And it took a little while to register how angry I should have been, could have been. My friend and I both have immune issues. So she's got friggin' MS. We're out there protecting other people and minding our own business. And to pull over and start, So
I don't get it. Why?
I don't know. And hardly anyone I know is having this problem. It's got to be happening to other people. But I'm like, do I just look like a victim? I just need to wear my combat boots everywhere now? Like, why is this happening to me? And it was so bizarre, over the top. Ugh. Anyway, so yeah, that was annoying. But that's okay. I came home. I cried a little. I started a sourdough loaf. I planted some sweet potato plants, got in the dirt, made some T-bone steak. Life was
good stuff.
Fine. Well, actually, my husband made dinner, and then I had delicious carrot cake. So what else? I didn't paint very much. I showed the lion last time for some kind of accountability, but all I've done is add a little bit of blue. I just haven't had a lot of time. I today got my hair done. Yay! My stylist waited a little longer than North Carolina made her. She wanted to be extra safe. She was waiting for protective equipment. And part of which was my hair, because I made her like a dozen masks and got my hair for barter.
Yay!
Life is good. I did start playing a new game. Well, new to me. But we've got Xbox Live. So we got Minecraft Dungeons for free.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried Minecraft like once and I just kind of suck at it. And it's just not really my thing, going around and building. I don't know. It was a little tedious for me. But my husband and I, it's a couch co-op. You can play with up to four people. And we did that for a couple hours, had a good time. It just looks like Minecraft. It's just going around basically doing dungeons and having fights and leveling. And I had a really great time doing that.
Yeah, awesome. The only reason I know that came out is because Markiplier did his brand, the Cloak brand. They did a collab, collab. Can I talk? No. They did a collab with the creators of that. And so he and Jacksepticeye both did, like, you know, here's the collab and here's this new game and blah, blah, blah. So that's how I know about it.
I was actually asked yesterday. Yeah. Well, whenever I lend my friend a ladder, she needed to clean the gutters, and I left her house after dropping it off, and I got this text: Bradley wants me to ask you if you're a Markiplier fan. I'm like, no, not really. I mean, I know who that is, but I've got a big decal on the front of my car. It's a giant pink mustache. It's a lift indicator.
Yeah.
And he thought it was a Markiplier thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing of his, is the pink mustache. It can be used for other things.
So that was an odd, funny thing. But, I mean, it was a logical assumption that that might be the case. He knows I'm a nerd, and I have all kinds of other nerd shit on my car. That was another thing about that guy hassling me. My license plate is Geek Mom.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't get it. I've had, like, a couple of my friends talk about having the same random harassment. I just...
Amy Frost, apparently, has been catcalled in her mask. Meshing it together thing is creepy.
Don't get it.
Anyway. So...
I don't understand catcalling in general, because it's like, what kind of response are you expecting?
Yeah.
How do you think this will be a positive interaction? It's not going to be.
Nope.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite Amanda Palmer things in one of her songs. She talks about, like, she's got lines in one of her songs about, like, what exactly did you expect? And how strangely she reacts by just going, "Hi, my name's Amanda." So we're going to talk about pinups today.
Yes.
I love pinups.
They're so pretty. And it's really fun. It's really fun to do a pinup. Ray and I have both done pinups for Dragon Con before. She did Power Girl, and I have done Poison Ivy. I don't know if you've done more than that, Ray, but that's pretty much the pinup that I have done.
I did kind of a little, like, PG burlesque of Molly just for fun with Ashley once. That was super fun. She took a whole bunch of pictures, and I felt so pretty.
I should do that. Because, I mean, I have a bunch of pinup art all over the place, and... I put makeup on for the show. I've got my, this is my pinup-y lipstick. It's called, like, Glam Doll. And I was considering doing, I wanted to try to do victory rolls. It's that hairstyle with the, you know.
Well, those are hard.
Rolls. I know. And, well, like, Mama D was like, oh, it's easy. You can do it. I did it with my hair when it was your length. But my stylist today was like, yeah, that's hard. Good luck. Tease. I'm like, oh man, I don't know. I did the Leia buns, but yeah.
Yeah, no, the Poison Ivy pinup that I did victory rolls, but I did them in a wig. Because I could put the wig on a wig stand and be like, all right, I can use both my hands and not get really tired.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's a good idea. Although I'm wearing headphones anyway, so.
Yeah, I did mock victory rolls when we did the Triton's Daughters at the aquarium.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
It just, like, faked some nice rolls.
Oh, how'd you fake it? Well, they have those foam things that's beauty supply places. That would work, right?
Yeah, I basically just tried to curl it instead of the...
Hey folks, so here's where we ran into some technical difficulties where Twitch refusing to communicate with OBS, or the other way around, or we're not really sure. So there's a little content missing here of us talking about pinups and the history of. I will put as many resource links that we used as possible in our show notes so you can check out that information yourself. And now, back to the conversation we did have. Okay, so let's start back at Hilda.
Okay, so Hilda is a 1950s pinup model that is plus size, was written back in the day, or written, was drawn back in the day. So, you know, there's at least, I'm sure there was more, but, you know, there was at least one artist that was like celebrating plus size pinup models. And I know that a lot of the pinups that you see, they will like overemphasize curves. But this is actually like a plus size model, and I just adore it because it's really cute. There's a lot of like funny things that are still pinup. So
I saw one where she's on a swing and stuff, you know, very fun. Do we know if there was a real model that he used?
Hold on. I've been during our technical issues, I've been scrolling all the way down and I'm at 145 of 160. Hang on. I screwed it up to the back or to the front.
There is not much actually.
Yeah.
Now, she was apparently just created by Duane Briers.
I think so.
She appeared in calendars from the 50s through the 80s.
Yeah, because he was alive from 1911 to 2012, so
yeah,
he's a long-lived gentleman.
Well, these are some beautiful images. I found a good article in littlethings.com, and I will put that in our notes.
Yep. Yeah, they made mention, they talk a little bit about pinup in this article with all the pictures of Hilda. And they're like, you know, the words pinup girl, first thing that comes to mind usually is Marilyn Monroe. And she was like a size 2.
Actually, she wasn't. Marilyn Monroe is very famously like a size 16. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of waist training going on, but you can really see she's got it going on in her hips.
But she is not a, what would we consider today a size 16?
Right.
Yeah. She, I mean, but sizing.
Because sizing is
stupid.
Sizing is insanely stupid. Just like my favorite is Betty Page. I mean, she got seriously famous in the '50s, but she was very avant-garde and badass, and did some kind of kinky shoots that, you know, more privately, but they were found later. She had a very sad life. I mean, she did end up in a psychiatric hospital, and she was diagnosed with schizophrenia later in life. But it was kind of like after being super, super famous and then falling into obscurity. And then in the 80s, she got very popular. And, you know, that's kind of when I discovered her. I was like a goth girl in the 80s. So totally Betty Page. I even did the bangs for a while. But she was born in Nashville. And she was like, she had 5 brothers and sisters. And took care of like her younger siblings when she was well, early on, because her father went to jail for stealing a car. So it's kind of like a real life edgy badass life. But then she worked her way out of her situation. She was a hairdresser, and then she'd work at night washing people's laundry. So yeah. And the interesting, like, her and her sister started imitating pinups and learned to do their own hair and everything. And she's just really, really interesting and super smart. Like, she was voted girl most likely to succeed in her high school.
Awesome.
And she went to college. Like...
So. Yay.
Yeah. Do you think in the 40s?
Yeah.
Well, do you think, like, because obviously we talked about how you know, pinup got started back in like the Edwardian times, but most of the time when people think pinup, they think 40s and 50s. Do you think that's just because that's when it got like the most kind of screen time, if you will? And
yeah, like, I do.
People harken back, or, you know, they're like, you know, pinup, you immediately think victory rolls and like a little and stockings. But I bet you could do pinup with like modern clothing.
Oh yeah.
But would it be considered pinup, you know, quote unquote pinup, if it isn't 50s and 40s inspired? That's the question.
Well, hair and makeup are kind of the biggest things that they're what people pinpoint as, okay, that's pinup. Very like big lashes, the wing effect eyeliner kind of got popularized there. Having the way the blush is done is a particular thing, like the whole apple-y cheeks cutesy thing, that these are like sexy photos but the girls always look really cutesy. Part of that is the way they apply a makeup, and then the lips being like vibrant and matte finish. Like those,
because you have pinups,
the 40s, 50s hairstyles, I think, are kind of iconic to it.
But you have pinup, and then you have what's called rockabilly, and you know, rockabilly is a different. It kind of looks like pinup, but it's actually its own aesthetic.
Yeah, it seems like rockabilly kind of, it's like more poodle skirty greaser mixed in with the sort of pinup style makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Is how I would kind of describe it to people.
But like, you know, some folks don't make the distinction, and so they're just like, oh, you're walking around in pinup, and it's like, no.
No, not exactly.
Not exactly. Do you have 20 minutes? I'll talk to you about it.
Are you sending me an email?
Well, let me see. There is a bit here about pinup in the contemporary age. Mm-hmm. So talking about people like Bernie Dexter. And I hadn't thought of it, but Pamela Anderson was considered the perennial pinup. But, I mean, that was kind of more related to her posing for Playboy all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think about when she was super popular. Like, do we go ahead and categorize, if you want to say, is pinup the same? Is it the same thing? Farrah Fawcett, Pamela Anderson, women who with some kind of big glamorous, they're putting out posters and postcards and pinups and fridge magnets, and it's maybe not as, I don't think it's replicated in art anywhere near as classic pinup style, but would technically be pinup. Like girls in the calendars that you can buy for fundraisers, right?
Yeah.
Like Beefcake ones that the firemen do, even. Beefcake is just the male version.
Yeah.
Those dudes are pinups, right? And
oh, yeah.
There's a classic look there. You know, you've got a bare chest and a big tool usually in your lap.
Shirtless and working on something.
I mean, like an axe or a sledgehammer. Really?
I knew what you meant. I knew exactly what you meant.
It just wasn't coming out right. I was trying to make that not happen. Oh, no. Somebody suggesting show titles. I think that's going to happen. But have you ever put a poster of a boy on your wall? If we're going to talk about pinups.
I didn't put up a poster, but I did have a Chippendales calendar for a year.
Oh, you beat me. I think the closest I got was I'm trying to think, like, those teen magazines that I had. Like, I had 17, but I had, like, a couple others that aren't in print anymore.
I think
I had Tiger Beat.
I didn't have Tiger Pete, but I did have Jonathan Brandis on my wall and River Phoenix and a couple others that are sadly no longer with us that I did have huge crushes on as a kid.
Yeah, I was
a little
good.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think that calendar, because it was in college, I think it was a Christmas present from my college roommate. So I was like, fine, I wish I put it up on the wall. Look, there it is. Everyone can see it now. It's funny.
Yeah, I had teen mags. I never really put their picture on the wall. I always had weird taste, though. Like, everybody was super into Sean Cassidy when I was a youngin. But I was I was in like Leif Garrett, like kind of the less classically hot dudes ones. But the only poster of a guy I ever had on my wall was Adam Ant.
Ooh, yeah,
and like the full
the
makeup.
God. Yeah, with the what's the song? It's not
Goody Two Shoes.
Yeah,
Prince Charming. I know all his songs. I was a little, obsessed with Adam Ant. I still love it. That's kind of a bucket list thing for me. He's touring, and I'm like, I have to go. He's still hot. Speaking of, here we go. I'll drop this nerd rumor while we're at it. If we're going to talk about sexy older men while we're at this beefcake thing. Because another thing I added to my garden was a bunch of solar lights, and we keep making the, oh, look, there are four light shows. No, there's five. Hey, there's seven, because they go on and off with the light. is that apparently in the next season of Picard, we're going to get the full Monty.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he's still hot, too.
Right? Like, damn, old man. Jeez.
I like my Earl Grey hot, too.
Oh, God.
I'm done. I'm done.
You're done? You're done? I don't think I don't believe you.
Look, if you want me to go on about how I think Patrick Stewart is a hottie, I will.
There's a channel I watch called Overly Sarcastic Productions. It's a great YouTube channel if you like literature. And she was going through Macbeth, because she goes through classic stories. And so she found a movie version of Macbeth starring Patrick Stewart, and she's going through it. And as she's talking, she keeps getting distracted. She's like, man, Patrick Stewart still looks great in a tank top. And she like smacks herself. All right, focus.
It's a lot like that.
It's really funny.
And that voice. So I feel like we should do due diligence and definitely mention African-American pinups. Eartha Kitt. My, oh my. And that's another one. We can talk about Patrick Stewart. That voice that would just melt you, and look at her.
One of the best Catwomen. One of the best Catwomen.
Wow. So apparently Jet Magazine, that was created in 1951, supported Pinup, and they had a full-page feature called Beauty of the Week, where African-American women posed in swimsuits. And it was intended to showcase the beauty of these women as they lived in a world where their skin color was constantly under scrutiny. But it wasn't until 1965 that Playboy had a centerfold model. It's like, this is a whole other aspect of pinup we haven't really talked about, but I guess that's where the people who think it's not very feminist, instead of claiming, you know, our own, hey, look, we're good with being, you know, yeah, go ahead and look, boy. but I guess the Karens think of, you know, catching their sons with centerfolds or college kids putting them on their wall, right?
Yeah.
But Playboy, they're really progressive, but it still took them till 65.
You're trying to balance the objectification, the male gaze, versus the empowerment aspect of, no, I'm doing this for me.
But, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how I always came across to that. It was like, you know, if these women want to be, and they're not being exploited, they're not being taken advantage of, this is for them, all for it. if they're not having a say, then yeah, no, we're not cool.
Yeah. There's a, is this exploitation? Well, I mean, I feel the same thing. I go to strip clubs. Well, just this one occasionally, 'cause other ones I've been to is just like, oh, you all are just very sad, and that's not okay. Okay, so it turns out we lost the last half of the show too. So you don't get to see what we're looking forward to this week. Monday next we're having a production meeting, and so in 2 Mondays we'll have this all sorted out the best I can. And I mean, some of it's the internet, I'm sure of it. Remember, folks, you can come watch us record. Subscribe today at twitch.tv/geekgrills, and you'll get an alert when we go live, which is 5 p.m. Eastern. Sorry, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern normally. You can find Linda at madcap_misc on Twitter and on Instagram. Ray can be found as Dappled Dame on Instagram and on Twitch as Rayano. I can be found at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast. You can go to thejensays.com if you miss her and find everything she does there because she owns it. All right, love y'all. Good game.